Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Geekly Revealed, that show that brings you geeky news on a weekly basis. That's geekly. As always, it's your pop culture host, Dom, aka Brother Dom, all over the internet. Once again, I am joined by my glorious co-hosts. Would you like to tell the people who it is that you are?
Hey kids, it's Stephanie, aka Captain Steph, on Twitter, the Snowqueer on Tumblr, back from vacay, and you wouldn't know that because I was here last week too, but yeah, ready to rumble. How about you, third co-host?
I'm still Eric. I'm here. I'm tired. I guess I'll fight. What are we fighting?
For our friends.
Oh, okay.
A girl maybe. We're fighting for.
Yes, I'm here. Hello. It's been a week.
Hell yeah, it has.
Both literally and metaphorically. Like, it's been a week in the sense of, like, it's been a week. But also, It's been a week since we last recorded.
Yes, I mean...
that's how this works.
Nothing, like, I'm bringing pretty much nothing to the table this week. I submitted no topics. It was all personal, like, work drama for me this week. So, I'm ready to sit here and be told about things that happened.
Yeah.
Let's be reactive.
That's totally understandable. I mean, I know where you're coming from, so...
Sometimes it be like that.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta just react, and that's what we're going to do. We're gonna react to things. My week has been what it's been, just trying to grind out some different stuff I've been writing. But yeah, news hit pretty much as soon as the week started, and as soon as the week has ended, and just lots going on. And I guess, you want to just finish with video game stuff like we normally do?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So let's start with the... Let's follow up from last week. Last week. John Boyega can't catch a break.
This guy deserves the whole fucking world.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
Can the world fucking chill and let him have it? Like,
yeah, or at least stop shitting on him.
Yeah.
Yes, so, this is breaking news. An hour ago from Associated Press, but British perfume brand Jo Malone has apologized to black actor John Boyega of Star Wars fame, fair, after cutting him out of the Chinese version of a clone commercial he helped create. So, you know, the idol's desire for Chinese audiences misstep to remove him, and he was replaced by a Chinese star. So, like, it says the concept for the film is based on John's personal experiences and should not have been replicated.
Oof, that's extra bad.
Their parent company's Estee Lauder, which is, you know, we kind of know that they do stuff like this. But just like a bad timing, because like just last week he was saying, yeah, companies keep throwing me under the bus. And they're like, yeah, we're going to keep going.
We do that.
It's not easy being black. That's all you
literally
can really
say. Anti-blackness is fucking everywhere. Like, yeah.
It's pretty well spread, so that sucks. And you know, the anti-blackness just keeps on going. So for those who aren't in the know, the NFL started back this week, which interesting. You know, big priority for a lot of people. I don't know if they're in a bubble or what they're doing. Like the NBA has been going on pretty well without people getting sick. They're doing the bubble very well, as is the WNBA. But football started, and it was in Kansas City. You know, normally the teams that were in the Super Bowl, I believe, are the ones who get the inaugural game each year. It's a fun tradition. And it was in Kansas City, who has a racist-ass team name. They haven't been pressured since, I guess, Chief isn't necessarily a slur.
It's not a slur, it's still just, like,
yeah.
Making...
Like, look, I would love there to be a Kansas football team to match the Washington State football team.
Yeah. But... the Washington football team, which is kind of a good name, randomly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it has, like, plausible deniability until you start looking at their imagery and the chants and, like, chanting motions that their fans do. But they also said, hey, you know, stop racism. We're like, cool, like, that little sign of saying stop racism is a lot smaller than your team's name, which is not great. Maybe work on that. But the organization is still doing what is considered somewhat safe now, is to have, like, a moment of unity. You know, the players stayed inside during the national anthem or whatever, and then came out, and after everything's done, both teams, like, linked arms with each other and just had, like, a moment of, you know, peace. You know, it's like, hey, you know, we're about to blast each other's brains out, but like, that's for sport, not because I'm not going to hit you.
We're all going to have brain damage in 10 years, but that's
but we're not doing it because of
the sport we played, not because of racism.
Yeah, I'm not going to hit you because you're black. I'm going to hit you because the color you decide to put on, which is the opposite of my team's colors. And fans booed that. I guess there were fans there, which they paid. They must have paid extra.
Yeah.
So, and they booed this. So some of the players, some of the white players were like, yeah, I don't, this is really weird to see because like there was no anthem, there was no flag. This was literally like the most peaceful thing. It's like, yeah, buddy, it was never about the flag. It was always black people shut up and play ball. And
there's literally no way you can protest that is acceptable to people who are racists.
Right. Because they did like the barest of minimum things you could do is just say, hey, we're going to link arms with the other team. Which is like, hey, you know, it's maybe racial justice is all right, and the crowd said no, which is a
and they're doing Lift Every Voice and Sing now too, aren't they?
Apparently, but I don't even think it's being shown on TV. It's just like they're doing at games. I don't know. I don't watch the NFL. I kind of when I said, hey, I'm not going to watch any more football because they were shitty to Kaepernick, I kept that energy for the last however many years. Other than like really special occasions, such as I'm at a bar and it's on, like
love those special occasions.
Well, I mean the special love, like, the last
the special occasion of when you can't
not watch it.
It
is a special occasion right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean the last football game I actively watched was when we were in Key West and there was a Steelers game on because it's like oh we're in like a Steelers bar.
Oh yeah, we were in the Steelers bar.
That's like what the southernmost continental like United States mm-hmm. Steelers bar. So it's like okay, this is like a thing, and I'm on vacation, and it's more of just like, oh, we
the
want
gimmick,
to go
and
bar.
We happen to be here.
Yeah, and I was wearing a Black Panther jersey anyway. I own Steelers jerseys, but you know, I'm not going to do any more support than, oh, hey, that's on, but I'm going to play on my phone. So I don't know what they're doing in these games. I'm finding this news out, and it's just kind of like the world's fucked. Like, especially the United States. Like, we're kind of it's a wrap, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
We had a solid 200 change years. And not even particularly solid. Solid for a very small minority of the people who were involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's redefine that as we solidly existed for
we sure did exist for
yeah.
I mean,
270 years.
Were we good? Probably not. We were here, though.
I mean, there was also a civil war where you could argue that, like, we weren't even
yeah.
the
yeah,
solid
so
place we
take
were.
Take 5 years out of that. Like,
I mean, like, half the country's on fire. Our president is like, oh, I don't care about those people because they don't vote for me. Which is also false because there are West Coast Republicans just by sheer volume of, like, statistical chance.
Not only
a
are there...
There are a lot of people in yeah. California who are Republicans.
Yeah, and guess what? It's the areas that are on fire, but that man is too fucking stupid to realize that, so... Cool.
Yeah, so that's pretty bad, and, you know, a lot of stuff has come... You know, an article came out this week. This is the political corner. Article came out this week that, like, apparently most of the plastic we recycle or send to get recycled doesn't actually get recycled.
Yep.
Which is great, because I spent my vacation collecting... Like, meticulously, there was no clear recycling at the Airbnb, so I meticulously collected every single White Claw can and Angry Orchard bottle and brought them back to New York with me so that I could put them in the recycling in my building.
It was a nice try.
To not be recycled.
Well, I don't know what they do with metal. The article I read mostly just talked about how plastic is, like, not a really good thing to recycle, because, like... Yeah, you can do it, but it's pretty useless after the second time you do it. It would be better to just not make it in the first place. Metal, I think you can at least melt it down and, like, re-alloy it. So it's probably worth still recycling cans and bottles and stuff. But plastic is just, like, oil. So, like, I think it, like, goes under chemical change when you heat it up. That's what I remember from high school. But, yeah, that's a big, big oof that most of, you know... it was, like, BP and oil companies that were like, hey... Carbon footprint, personal responsibility, recycle. Like, we're still going to keep dumping oil into the water, though, and pumping out smoke, but, like, let's put it on the people. Yep. And,
I mean,
yeah,
it's like, you know,
70% of all pollution is from,
like, 10 companies.
Yeah.
It's you know, like, this week was very bad for politics, without getting into a whole lot of stuff there. Just, incredibly frustrating.
Yeah. The thing I... Go ahead.
Oh, I got nothing. I don't want to.
It's fine. I watched a video from Foldable Human or Folding Ideas. Dan Olson, it's a Canadian YouTuber. Like in the, how do you put it? Like the video essay scene. He does a lot of stuff about like pop culture and editing and stuff. And I know these videos are popular. I love them, but they're not for everybody because most people don't watch videos that are longer than like 20 minutes on YouTube. But that's like my shit. But he did a video that was called In Search of a Flat Earth. And you're like, man, he's going to talk about, like, flat earthers for an hour and a half? That'll be fun. But, like, he always puts, like, in his description the clickbait title. And it says clickbait title. The twist at 37 minutes will have you question if we're living in hell or not. I'm like, that sounds fun. And then I forgot about it. But I noticed it only had, like, two parts to the video. So he's talking to... I'll spoil what he gets to, but he's saying like, hey, yeah, you know, you would think that, you know, considering we all knew about flat earth, like why is it that most of the big view videos are about dunking on flat earth? You know, like if you were really into flat earth, there's a chance you're just going to be algorithmically led to people dunking on it, and none of these channels are particularly big, like maybe a couple, like 20,000 subscribers, which is really odd considering something that you would think is so widespread. And he's like, so why are these numbers going down? Yet, like, where are all these people going that were, like, into a conspiracy theory? Like, oh, they're all going to QAnon. I'm like, oh. And that's what the whole back half of the video was about. I'm like, oh, no, this is worse than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a very good video. He talks a lot about, like, the why people would be into, like, flat earth conspiracy, into QAnon stuff. And it's not a lack of intelligence. A lot of people who did flat earth stuff were quite, like, scientific in their approaches. But it's not so much, it's not that these are intelligent conclusions. They're not. But the drive to believe them is more of like, I want to believe the outcome, so I'll figure out anything to justify it. So, like, you'll have people that are pretty smart other than that say really ridiculous things. You're like, bro, like, you understand how chemistry works. Like, you're a chemist. Why do you think there's a flat earth? Like, you clearly possess critical thinking skills. What's going on? And he gets into, like, a lot of that stuff, like how it's people, the root of this discussion is people want the earth to be simple again. And rather than say, oh, you know, the world's falling apart because of, like, systemic issues, not even, like, the way that systemic racism is a thing, like, the system of, oh, hey, like, capitalism was big here, and, like, these people were racist against these people over there, but that country, like, is, like, cold, and that one's hot, so they did this, X, Y, Z, and all these things have led to the landscape we're in today. That sucks to think about, but it's a lot easier to be like, well, there's just a shadowy cabal that's pulling all the strings. It's like, and that's an easier thought to deal with, rather than, yo, shit's fucked because no one is working together.
So, yeah, but I will say the easiest way to derail anybody who believes in QAnon is to ask them about the original source of QAnon, which is 8chan, which is a historically horrible place.
Like,
yeah, like, you know, and if QAnon is so against all of these pedophile rings, why aren't they starting with 8chan where they came from?
That's the thing. You can't argue logic against a cult because that's what it is.
Yeah.
And there's always reason, like, well, yeah, they put it there so that, you know, people would believe it. Like, well, of course
believes something off of 8chan, they're fucking stupid. So,
yeah, Eric, it gets censored from everywhere else. Where else are you going to put it? There's always a reason why the nonsense is true.
It's sad. I'm well aware. I can't just even. Depressing. I fucking hate QAnon so much.
You should. It's very bad. And one of the, like, their big supporters, like, her opposition for Congress just dropped out of the race, so that's good.
Great.
So, you know, the world's like I said, United States had a run.
Like, here's my thing, is if they believe in all of this, like, deep state nonsense and that, like, you know, all of these Q posts are true or whatever, your guy is the president. Like, why ain't he fucking doing anything about it? Like,
there's always a reason, man. And it never makes sense.
You can't logic somebody out of something they didn't reason their way into. Like,
exactly. That's the key quote.
That's it, yeah.
It's like,
I read an interesting... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, people believed that there was, like, the Pizzagate had a basement thing. It's like, there's not a basement here. Like, I don't know how else to tell you that the thing you're saying is demonstrably false. Like, I'm sorry.
Now they apply that to multiple different pizza places now. There was a place in, like, France that, like got raided or whatever multiple times by these fucking whack jobs.
Yeah, and that's you can have 50 strikes, but that first hit confirms that all the previous strikes were smokescreens so that you would have to get to the real one.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to jump in because I've been trying to say something for, like,
yes,
10
sorry.
Minutes. It's okay. I was reading an interesting article, like, kind of the same ilk, Dom and Mother Jones, about how, regarding a simpler time or, like, a simpler world kind of thing, about why the right is obsessed with, like, pedophile rings and how it ties to, like, the satanic panic in the 80s, which was following, like, a period of, like, liberal gains in terms of, like, women's rights and stuff in the 70s.
Makes sense.
Like, how, like, as liberal causes gain ground in the mainstream, the fringe looks for ways to, like, seize onto something that, like, no one can argue against. Like, molesting children is bad. And then...
You can't argue that.
Yeah, and then points to, the people in power as being complicit in it.
Yeah. And
also, I do want to offer my regrets to the segue that we could have had to Cap and Madden.
So, you know what? I went with the segue of it's tough to be black, but I should have saved football to the end of non-video game stuff, so I could have transferred to that. Because Madden's football, so that's tough.
Madden is football.
Madden's football. It's the only football there is in the world. Got on my chair for that one.
The internet's bad. The country is bad. The politics, they're bad.
But there's good people on YouTube sometimes, so check them out.
For now.
For now. I mean, you know, it's the whole thing. Some other bad news, but not catastrophically world-ending. The Venture Brothers got canceled, so that kind of sucks.
I'm bummed about that because I really enjoyed the Venture Brothers, but I also, like, when has it been, like, been airing with any frequency over the last, like, several years?
No, I think it's been...
That was, like, a couple episodes at a time, like...
Yeah, I think it's, like, 8 seasons over 15 years or so.
Okay.
It's tricky to develop, and Adult Swim's weird with their money. Like, some things get a lot of money, some things don't, which is,
like,
you know...
Like Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty's a good show, though, and it makes a lot of money.
Okay.
I'll stand by that statement.
I mean, it makes a lot of money, yes. Good show.
I think we can argue about this on another time. I think there's... But I do think we're both right. I will agree that it is both a good show and a bad show. However, when you look at some of the other shows, they're imitating Rick and Morty's art style. Because every few years there's, like, a new adult animation, everything copies that artistically. There's some way worse shows out there, man. They're like, damn, like, this is... Poof. Damn, this is just, it's just bad. I saw a video about that show Hoops on Netflix. And it's kind of like Paradise PD and all these shows that kind of look like Family Guy or kind of look like Rick and Morty, but have nothing to do with either of them. It's bad times. But no, I'm sad Venture Brothers are going away, and I only ever caught parts of it, but I remember being a really good show that I always wanted to catch up on.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought it did a really good job of, like, messing with genre and kind of skewering both the, like, Johnny Quest, like, adventure story, like, adventure cartoon thing, as well as, like, a lot of other, like, classic kind of, like, tropes that with supervillains and that kind of stuff. I do have one indelible memory of a person being a little too handsy, who is cosplaying as one of the, like, the henchmen at a convention once, which is an unfortunate, it wasn't, like, I was cosplaying as Virgo from Fairy Tail, who is a mermaid, and he, like, just kind of, like, pulled me flush to his side, and I was like, oh, I don't like this at all.
Too much skin touching.
Yeah, I am wearing a bikini top, and you put your hand on my bare stomach and pulled me against you. Don't care for that.
Oof. That's a big oof. Yeah. I think they're, what, Henchmen 21 and 24? They kind of fell into that pantheon of, like, characters that are kind of dicks in meta, so people decide to be jackasses in real life when they wear them.
Yeah, and I think it's just, like, it's one of those... I think Venture Brothers is one of those things, like many other shows, including Rick and Morty, that people valorize the wrong parts of certain characters or, like, don't get the message that show is actually sending.
Yeah. Apparently there's a huge queer fan base for Venture Brothers, I found out. Which is interesting to me.
Doesn't surprise me.
I mean, nothing surprised me at this point. But also, queer people tend to have pretty good taste, so, like, you know. But... It's weird to valorize anybody in Venture Bros, because they're all pretty terrible people, like...
They're all bad people, yeah.
Like, explicitly, so it's not like it's, they're not bad, like, maybe Brock, who's just like, I'm an action hero person, so, like, his morals are a little bit more straightforward of, like, kill bad guys, this is a cartoon. But even then, it's like, well, he kills a lot of people that probably didn't deserve to die. But yeah, it is the kind of thing where, like, oh man, look how badass this is, and people take the wrong lessons from it. But also, the Monarch and Dr. Girlfriend are really awesome. I don't know. Sorry, Dr. Mrs. the Monarch. Lots of cool characters on that show. I think I talked about it a couple weeks ago, of, like, I like all the fiction, like, My Hero and One Punch Man, and stuff that, like, kind of talks about superhero fiction, like, if it was in a current world, and... I think Venture Brothers had, like, what, the Legion or something?
Yeah.
You had to, like, declare intent to villainize somebody.
Oh, man, David Bowie was in that.
Yeah, he was. Lots of cool stuff. But it might get picked up by something, hopefully. Like, HBO Max is trying to make moves. Who knows? So,
who can say? Maybe it'll have more than, like, one season every couple of years.
I mean, HBO's already... making a really weird show right now too, so
which show's that?
Oh, it's that Raised by Wolves thing that I'm that sci-fi show.
Oh yeah.
I have continued to watch it. It's still very weird.
Despite it being just bonkers weird.
Uh-huh. I really don't have any commentary for it other than, like, man, what the fuck is going on?
We also got some delays this week. Wonder Woman 1984 has been technically delayed indefinitely. Which means we're going to delay
the release indefinitely, or
probably I don't know. I didn't really read the article that much. I just saw that it was delayed and thought other people might care. But I mean,
oh
it's
yeah,
just
I mean, like
close.
I'm interested. I would like to see the movie eventually.
Yeah, I would like to see it. I imagine. I mean, it's going to delayed indefinitely when it's something like Wonder Woman is like, okay, this is going to come out. It's just a matter of, like, when are they going to finish it and when's it going to come out?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's, we'll have to wait super long. But, other movies...
It's hard to know.
Yeah, it's hard to know. I mean, like we talked about last week, Batman's getting delayed because, R. Pattinson got COVID, so they're not recording. So it's... These are weird times. It's the same thing every week, you know? It's kind of hard to find new things to say about all this stuff, you know?
No, yeah, for sure. But everything's on fire, literally and metaphorically.
Yes, we just can do our best. Sometimes people don't do their best, though. Have you seen discussions about Mulan?
Yeah.
I think the only thing that I really saw about it was the fact that they spent, you know, $200 million making it, and opening weekend was like $5.1 million profit or sales or whatever, so that's a bit rough.
Yeah, it's one of those things that has come out that has pissed off everybody for a variety of reasons,
for different reasons.
Yeah,
and many of them are legitimate.
Like, one of them is that apparently they were filming the movie, like, near one of the concentration camps where they're keeping Uyghur Muslims.
Yep.
Well, that's not a real great issue. That's something would be bad even if the movie was good.
Yeah. Like, that's a legitimate humanitarian crisis. Like,
yeah.
Cool, Disney.
And, like, people, I know I've seen people, like, being upset that the actress who played Mulan said, like, something supporting the police in Hong Kong. But, like, That, I feel like, I mean, like, they disappeared fucking Fan Bingbing for, like, 6 months at the beginning of the year, like...
Yeah,
like, she's, like, one of the most famous actresses in the country, like...
Basically, if she didn't, either her or her family was probably in some sort of actual real danger, so...
Yeah, I can't speak to that, because I don't know how that would go, so I don't envy that position, so...
So, like, that I feel less, like, angst about, saying, like, oh, who can say what her situation is, but, like, there's so much other really genuinely bad shit happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, my friend Mallory said it was just bad.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like, that's the fun stuff I want to talk about, because, like, if it was good...
Tell me what...
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it again, I just watched lots of videos on it, and everyone's saying the same thing, so these, I assume, are true. But yeah, if the movie was good, the issues you all raised would still be true, and I don't want to diminish those things. But before, we only had that to go off of, but now we know what's in it, and apparently it is, like, pissed off both, like, American audiences and, like, well, at least Chinese-American audiences. I don't know what people in China would have to say about this, but I know those are different markets with different circumstances. But there's a lot of stuff in there that's just like, why did you do this, Disney? Like, why did you make Mulan, like, be one of those people that has, like, high levels of chi as opposed to just being, like, a person who fights?
Oh, that's weird.
Which, like, hey, let's do the Destined Chosen One thing again. That worked so well with Star Wars and Frozen and pretty much everything. Like, wow, really treading ground with this. They added a new character that's, like, a witch or something that... turns into birds at some point, which is just continuing this weird live-action Disney thing of, like, putting new emphasis on birds for some reason. Like, like Iago turned into a giant bird in Aladdin. I feel like, doesn't something weird happen to in Lion King? There was another live-action movie where, like, there was a big bird. I'm like, what the hell? Why are there birds in all these movies?
I mean, there's a bird, like, familiar in Maleficent movies.
Yeah. So it's like... is adding birds.
And she had wings for a while, too.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe that's Disney's new game plan. Add wings. When they said they wanted this property to have wings, they didn't mean literally, but hey, why not?
It's really that there's just, like, somebody at the studio is just, like, really going through some shit and is really into birds right now.
It's like the story of how the spider ended up in Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
If you've never heard that story...
Wait, I don't know the story. Tell the story.
So Kevin Smith, I think, was supposed to write a treatment for, I want to say, Superman. He was going to do a Superman movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was going back and forth on it, and, you know, he was getting creative notes and stuff like that. And for some reason, like, one of the producers was like, yeah, you should have him fight a giant spider. And he's like, I don't know if that's one of Superman's villains. I don't know I'm going to put that in there. He's like, I really want the spider. He's like, I guess I'll try. So he, like, writes it in. And, you know, he's like... You know, sometimes scripts just don't pan out, you know what I mean? Like, it's just something that happens. He's like, I don't want to go towards it. But I went to just go do some other stuff, and one time my buddy's like, hey, Mitt, you gotta go see this Wild Wild West movie. And it has the same producer as that guy. So he's like, so if you've ever seen Wild Wild West, there's, like, a lot of, like, steampunk, like, machinery in it. But at some point, Will Smith and, like, the other guy just fight a giant fucking spider. And it just kind of comes out of nowhere. And you're like, why are they fighting a mech spider? Like, of all things to be fighting, like, why is this one of the gadgets? It's really weird. It's like, yeah, that guy who commissioned the Spider-Man thing really, really liked giant spiders for some reason. Obviously, he tells the story better. But it's just such a weird thing.
Fucking, the web extinction collab.
I mean, look, Eric, everybody has fetishes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to say about Mulan. Apparently it was bad. They took out all the songs, but still put, like, quotes from the songs in it, and it doesn't feel good, but, you know.
That's also yuck.
Yeah, like, remember how A Girl Worth Fighting For was this nice, fun song that ends abruptly with a huge mood shift to make you feel bad?
Yeah, with the most dramatic mood shift in cinematic history.
Yeah, well, what if, you know, they're just saying things like, oh, you know, let's just speak the lyrics of this song, but not sing it. And then someone's like, hey, you guys have just been pretending to be soldiers, but now you gotta really be soldiers. Like, oh, okay, the mood has dropped. And it's like, oh, now it's bad, but we kind of were on a downslope of mood, so there's no abruptness, but whatever, it's fine. Why take the things from the animated movie that are good? Like, you know, Why not just make something else? Why not just make a movie that's not the same movie and call it the same thing? I don't know. Good job, Disney. They have...
Good job, you done goofed again.
They have all the money, and they just keep swinging and missing on these live-action ones. Like, some of them are enjoyable, but no one has ever been like, man, these are really good. These are, like, on par with the originals. Maybe better. It's never been done, and they have all the money.
I think a lot of it comes down to you lose something from switching from animation to live action.
It's so much less expressive.
Yeah.
You do. However, they're losing you, more
the,
than...
The thing you lose is called money.
What's the opposite of some of its parts? Where, like, this isn't even as good as what it's made up of.
The minus of its whole.
It's terrible.
Okay, remind me, that's the name of the episode.
The minus of its whole, yuck.
Yeah, that's what's going on. But no, it's, like, the live-action Beauty and the Beast just, like, lost a lot. And we have all this great CGI, and, like, the things are less expressive, but also some of the, like, they keep making story changes to a degree.
Yeah, yeah, like, slight story changes, be like, oh, it's totally different, come see the new thing.
Yeah. Come see that, yeah, you know, like, we're putting a gay character in Beauty and the Beast. It's like,
can you spot which one it is? Yeah. That's the fun. Fuck you. Like, that cheap-ass, worthless gay kiss in Star Wars was easier to catch.
Truly.
But no, like, I remember watching Aladdin, like, it wasn't as good as the animated one, obviously just because animation, but, like... It could have been something different but good. Like, Will Smith's genie could have been good if they would have been like, hey, be Will Smith the genie. Instead of being like, hey, Will Smith, be Robin Williams. He's like, well, I can't do that because I'm not him. Like, well, it's fine. Just give it a shot. We don't care.
I mean, I think Will Smith's genie was good only because of how fucking weird it looked.
I liked it. I think it was the best part of the movie. Well, no, okay, God. Not the thing you're saying. I just meant, like, Will Smith the genie as a character in general. Like, he was enjoyable to watch.
That's fair.
And the CGI looked better on a screen, like, moving than it did, like, in the trailers, but, yeah. Hey, you remember how in Aladdin, genie was made of blue smoke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what if people were like, hey, I have some blue smoke for you? But now it's destructive. We should stop having gender reveal parties because they hurt people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. That was a weird...
Well done. Fucking,
yeah, wow.
Weird, but well played, sir.
But yeah, dude, maybe don't do that in an area where, like, you are susceptible to wildfires. Like, have a fucking brain cell between the two of you.
Yes. I mean,
you no longer have a boy because we're taking your child from you because you're a fucking idiot.
Basically that. It's, you know, it wouldn't be excusable, but it would be understandable if this was the first time. But like, man.
It's not. It's like the fourth.
Yes, yes. It's
like, fucking, at this point, California should criminalize gender reveal parties. Like,
oh, but then the communists would win, Steph.
The communists, when they had a big explosion... sent 750,000 people out to deal with it.
Yeah. And we're not the communists, so clearly, we can't do that.
Yeah, like, look, we'd be able to put out these fires, but we don't have enough slave labor. Because basically that's how we put out these fires, is with slave labor.
Oh, but on the bright side, we now...
We have the biggest prison population in the fucking world.
Yeah.
But we don't have enough prison slave labor to...
to deal with it.
Like, is that but I don't on the, know on the bright side?
Like, on the bright side, they, you know, Governor Newsom or who it was either Hammer
it
the
was
one
Newsom,
in,
yeah.
It was Newsom, signed a bill saying that, you know, prisoners can become firefighters once they get out of jail now.
I mean,
Governor Newsom also was like, it's so important to pick your leaders. Don't forget to vote.
Yeah, he's like, you need to pick your leader. Like, we need to change this by picking our leaders. And it's like, bro, you're in charge.
You're in charge of the whole state, my guy.
It's like when Nancy Pelosi's like, hey, Trump's terrible, pass it on. We're like, to whom? Like,
like you're in charge.
Like, you have way more power than I do. There's nothing I can do.
You can actually tell him that to his face.
Yeah, it's always fun seeing
I can only take a
your,
shit on Trump Tower. Like,
it's always fun seeing your governor or your senator be like, we need to hold people in power accountable. And it's like, dude, you are in power. What am I supposed
to
do?
You are people in power.
That's why we elected you, to do this. Like, what else can I do other than say, please, please, government, please do your job. And even if
please,
it wouldn't
Mr. Government.
Matter. Yeah, like, even if it wouldn't matter, Nancy Pelosi could call Donald Trump and be like, you're a piece of shit, fuck you. It's like, well, that didn't get anything done, but that's far more power than I have. I can't do that. And I'd at least be like, yeah, I mean, you know. But we're not getting that. We're getting chain emails. But,
I get another fucking email from the DNC from Lindsey Graham's opponent calling me Shirley. I'm going to lose my whole McFucking mind.
Here's the thing. I really want Lindsey Graham's opponent to win.
Oh, but... I absolutely do. I'm giving him money.
I just don't need the email.
Like,
no, you're not. Shirley is.
And I'm not Shirley. Like, I'm not Shirley Gurdon. I don't know who that is.
Shirley, you are. I hate myself too, don't worry. But I guess
that's the classic airplane goof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's good that people can decide to become firefighters after they get out of prison, because they weren't allowed to before, so that's real bad, but like, I guess we're a little less bad now, so that's the incremental change we've been asking for.
I think the thing is it's like, well, yeah, they should be able to be firefighters because they get so fucking good at it, because you fucking like make them do it. Like,
yeah. It's
like, that's messed up.
It's a bad look, dog. But yeah, and so basically California's on fire because of wildfires and gender reveals.
Yeah, California and the Pacific Northwest in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the authors that I work with, her father's house burnt down.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
It's like to the ground. It's like it's real bad out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm nobody to that author, but next time you speak with them, just if you want to give them some more condolences, I don't know if they would care.
Definitely.
It's just bad. You have some friends down in San Francisco, and they're like, they just have to just sit with like an air purifier on in one of the rooms, just have it circulating. And I'm like, so like, how bad is it? Like, if you go outside, like, can you tell, or does it like hurt to breathe? He's like, no, I went to the grocery market like two blocks away, and like, it's definitely getting like hard to breathe, you know, with like the mask on, like it feels hazy, it's hard to breathe, it just sucks. And
here's the thing about that too, is a lot of that area, like California and the Pacific Northwest, don't have air conditioning because like they don't have enough time in the year where it would be valuable to have.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so but now like they have to keep their windows closed, and like, you know, so for instance, one person that I follow, a journalist, was like, you know, it's 70 outside, but it's 90 in my house, and I can't open any of the windows or run the vents because it will let the smoke in. So, like, it's fucked up.
Yeah,
like,
it's really
like,
bad.
But then you still have idiots out there who are apparently driving around with their Jeep with all the doors and, like, the top off and not wearing a mask. It's like, dude, okay, like,
it's
your
natural
lungs.
Natural fucking selection at this
yeah.
point.
Like, that's your lungs. Like, you're playing stupid games. You're going to win a stupid prize. Like,
it's
surprise, it's lung disease. Have fun.
It's
one of my favorite things that you say.
It is... You gotta wonder, like, how long can this political posturing going? I'll be like, I ain't listening to the liberals. Like, you don't have to, bro. Just look around you. It's orange outside. Like, stop driving around with your windows down. Like, hey, you know. But yeah, this conversation at least started because of gender reveal parties, which are just genital reveal parties, and they're pretty creepy to
yeah.
do, honestly.
Our child will have a penis.
Like,
look at the blue cloud. Like, oh,
like,
shit, everything's on fire. I fucked
like,
up.
Start saying that to people and see how they react. Because, like, it won't be good because it's a weird-ass thing to say.
Yeah.
And the fucking, like, even the person who, coined them is now, like, has a, like, gender non-conforming child and is just disgusted that the thing that she came up with has been, like... corrupted to this extent,
yeah.
And have like just fucking nonsense. I don't know, it's so bad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get wanting to be a little bit kitschy. I like a themed party, you know, and, you know, our understanding of gender wasn't always great, you know, before it just became outright transphobic. So I remember seeing, you know, like, movies or TV shows where someone, like, have a baby and they'd be like, hey, I brought you a cigar. Either says it's a boy or it's a girl. That's cute. It's like, here's a little thing, like, just because your wife had a baby, here's a cigar, I guess. I mean, that's pretty harmless on the grand scheme. I mean, don't smoke, but... And then saying, hey, I want to cut open a cake with some color in it. Like, again, before we really understood all this stuff, like, I get it. That's a worst case scenario. Is people are like, ah, you know, it's gender's kind of dumb, but, like, you didn't burn down a forest, plus cake's good. Like, I'll still have a piece, but, like, maybe don't talk about your baby's junk. But now it's like, yo, what if I blow shit up? Like, what if you don't, though? What if you don't blow shit up?
Like, and, like, then besides that, like, what's the point of the party? Is it, like, a 15-minute party? Like,
yeah.
What do you do once you found out?
Oh, it's just what's the thing? It's just a party, like, and at one point you do a game, and the rest of the party, like, the gender reveal party I went to, because it was, like, a family friend, they, like, had some, like, party popper thingies, like, the little things that go, pew, and it shot out a color of confetti, and that, with its low impact, I'm like, who's going to clean this up out of the grass? Like, this seems, like, bad for the environment. Little did I know, that wasn't shit. But it's mostly like, hey, here's some blue cake, here's some pink drink. They're all themed around, like, what are the two gender colors? It was a fine party. It was free food, so, like...
I want to have a gender reveal party where I just have, like, random colors.
You can't. Like, you know... Nothing's stopping you. Yeah. Gender's a fucking joke anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, it would just confuse all the fucking, I don't know, like... idiots who go and blow shit up for theirs.
Yeah, but the people, you know, who would go to your party would understand, and we'd be like, cool, I got purple. Like,
yeah.
I think the only gender... It's... Go ahead, Steph.
I was just saying, it's bad, and it's also, like, an additional side to the whole, like, issues surrounding this in California and the Pacific Northwest especially, is that when that land was controlled by indigenous people, they had controlled burns.
And it helped stop the spread of wildfires, yeah.
Continent-wide forest fires.
Well, so basically,
because they were, like, actually stewarding the land.
So you basically just, like, burn some of it every now and then so that you don't have wildfires?
Yeah, exactly, you basically create a dead zone where a fire wouldn't be able to spread across, so that way, like, you kind of, like, if a fire breaks out, you know it's not going to, well, it won't get past this point, you know, like.
Why did they stop, like, why did the country stop doing that?
Because white people thought they knew better? Yeah.
That's weird.
Because white people.
It's really kind of the story of the failing United States.
But, yep. Like, I don't know. Don't white people tend to, like, culturally appropriate? Like, why don't they, like, appropriate
Why don't they culturally appropriate controlled burns?
Yeah,
we only culturally appropriate things that are inappropriate. We would never culturally appropriate something that would actually be beneficial.
Ah, so cultural inappropriators.
Yes.
Yeah, I do hate myself. These puns are terrible. Ugh. I love my blackness, but I don't like the rest of me. Jesus Christ, I'm terrible. But yeah, stop having these parties. There was just one, like, the Sun... or whatever, had it, S-U-N, where some guy, like, shot himself in the junk with, like a bottle rocket or something, or, like, some kind
like,
of...
I guess you won't be having any other gender reveal party.
Well, that's what the guy recording that. It said.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, huh, well, solved that problem solved.
People were like, yo, what about the child that you're, like, blowing, like, hot smoke onto? Like, there's a child standing there getting, like, fucking dusted. But also, like, like... This thing in California literally just happened. So for you to be having a gender reveal party right now, it has to be you on some, like, there's only two genders bullshit, like...
Well, it's also them on some, like, I don't read the news. Fox News didn't report it, therefore I don't know.
Ugh, I hate it. But yeah, stop having these parties. However, if you are somebody who is, you know, not cis, and you want to have a party to reveal that gender to your friends... As long as you're not blowing shit up, please let us know, because you deserve that party. Basically, I want to go to parties that don't blow shit up. And if people want to come out, everyone should get to have a coming out party. Because that
Look,
would
I'll
be
go to nice. Parties, like, I will not deny, explosions can be cool.
Actually, yeah.
Like, you know, like,
I
will...
like explosions.
I will happily go to a party that's blowing something up, but it's gonna need to be safely.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like, let's go to a party in the middle of, like, a fucking... Swamp? Defunct parking lot or something, and, like, blow stuff up there. But, like, Let's not go blow stuff up in a fucking wooded area
in a place that's already got endemic forest fires.
Yeah.
Just a concept.
Oof. Yeah. I mean, I think it's everything that's not video games, right?
You know, there's so much that happened this week. Like, we, if we wanted to get political, like, we could sit here and talk about that the entire time. But yeah, it ain't worth it.
I mean, I think so, we halfway did.
Yeah.
Let's talk some more politics. Kaepernick's back. Colin Kaepernick is now back in Madden for some reason. Yeah. I don't think he's on
John
a team.
John knows something we don't.
Damn it, John. Apparently. So,
go ahead. All I was going to throw in is that Alex Jones reported on this in the dumbest fucking way possible by saying
you have to tell us.
So yeah. He basically got on his show and was like, oh, in the football game, they put Kaepernick back in and he's the best player in the game. Like, and basically sitting there being like, you know, oh, I can't believe black people would do that. Like, basically saying that. It was honestly, like, I was listening to a recap of his show and I was like, like, the fuck was that? Like, why did you even touch on it?
I don't think anything of that is true. I don't think he's good, because there's stats that he can go off of. He was very good.
Yeah, I was gonna say he was a skilled player.
And that was like the commentator's point. They're like, well, if he's good, it's because he was in real life. You fucking idiot! Like,
yeah,
that's how this game works.
That's why it's ridiculous that he wasn't picked up by a team, because, like, especially people here in Pittsburgh, like, I still know about football stuff. I don't watch and give them ads, but, like, I still follow conversations. And our backup quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers was Landry Jones, a famously not very good quarterback. And I just remember, because Pittsburgh's racist as fuck, they'd be like, well, if Kaepernick was so good, he'd be on a team. I'm like, you want to tell me that Colin Kaepernick is a worse quarterback than Landry Jones? And no one can respond to that, because nobody thinks that. I mean, like, you know, you have to pay for your player, so price-wise, would it be worth it to pick up Kaepernick? I don't know about that, if you want to talk about a financial standpoint. Don't want to get into the weird subtext of buying players, but, you know, it's part of the game. But, like, to say that if he was good, he'd be on team, like, I don't know about that. There's a lot of bad quarterbacks. Comparatively, obviously, I couldn't outplay any of them, but that's not what I do for a living. But yeah, he's back in Madden, and I think the people at EA said something like, well, he should be here, and I don't know, they're probably swinging their dick around at the NFL, and I don't know, it's a whole thing, but you could be Cap again, and people are going to keep playing Madden, because as much shit as you talk, if you're the kind of person who's going to play Madden, you're still going to get it, because...
Right.
It's the only game in town. Like, there is no other football game.
Yeah, you crave that mineral. You gotta get it. Like,
don't lick Madden.
Wow, man. I'd love to be on Tumblr in 2014. Craving that mineral.
I've been playing Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
So you've been existing in 2014.
I have been, yeah. I got my Switch in 2017, the year it came out, like, on my birthday, like, before Splatoon 2 came out, like, as a birthday gift, which was very
awesome. Did it come out in 2017?
16 or 17, but yeah, good point. Maybe 16. I don't know, I'm trying to block that year out of my mind.
Yeah, I'm gonna fact check us live.
Please do. But I received mine in 2017, right before Splatoon 2 came out. I did check when Splatoon came out. But anyway, so my brother brings it to me from my parents, and I guess they had instructed him to get a game, and the clerk said, well, this is the best game on the Switch, you might as well get this one. And my brother recognizes Zelda and Link, he plays Smash, so he's like, well, I mean, I'm sure this game's alright, I know who Link is. So he brings it to me, like, oh yeah, that's probably a good game, I should play it, and I promptly just start playing Splatoon 2. Fast forward 3 years, and Nintendo's like, yo, there's a new Hyrule Warriors type game coming out, it's the war from Breath of the Wild set 100 years in the past. I'm like, shit, I want to play that game, but I probably should play Breath of the Wild before that. So I finally set it up, and it's fun. I quite enjoy it.
It's a very good game. Also, you're correct, it was released in 2017. My sense of time is just completely warped.
Well, you would have thought it would have came out for a holiday season.
Yeah, it didn't. It was March.
It's weird. Good old Nintendo. Oh, yeah, at the beginning of their fiscal season or something, or yeah. Right at the end. Right when Mario disappears is when New Zelda comes out. But yeah, so I've been thinking of they crave that mineral joke a lot, because there are, like, goats that are, like, climbing mountains and stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I'm like, oh, hey, the mineral joke.
The mineral, it is craved.
Yeah. That game's really good. I actually, because of the announcement of the second Hyrule Warriors, I talked myself into buying the complete edition of the first one on Switch.
How is it? Have you played it again?
I turned it on.
It's a fun game.
That's progress.
Yep.
But yeah.
I turned it on because, and then I was like, I'm going to play a different game. And that game was Project Eva.
Nice.
We are all shocked and astonished.
Yeah. I guess, okay, I did play one new game this week, and it's called Minoria, and it's
called World of Warcraft.
I'm playing that right now. Don't need to talk about it.
Isn't Minoria that pervert kid from My Hero Academia?
Yes. I could keep that joke going, but I can't. I can't right now. I'm not awake enough. But Minoria is by the people who did Momodora. Mm. Which that's also probably means nothing to most of the audience.
Isn't that the hero of My Hero Academia?
Those are the Momodora series is like a series of kind of like action platformers that like are the first one's like pretty short but they're all kind of like difficult action platforming, and they're all like 2D pixel art, like very like stylized and pretty. And this one is pretty much the same, except instead of being pixel art, it's like hand drawn. Like 2D art presented kind of in a 3D way. It's really neat. It kind of like is a spoof on European history, and you play as a nun hunting witches. So
nice.
Alrighty.
It's a pretty interesting game.
It does sound fun.
You can dig.
It's fucking hard. So
I think I talked about it last week, but I actually start putting some time into Spellbreak. It's fun. It's not going to be like an everyday game for me, but it's like a battle royale where you're like a wizard and you get different gauntlets to do spells. It's fun. I like it.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of stuff about it. I keep meaning to download it so I can give it a shot with you.
But completely free.
Yeah, the only reason I haven't downloaded it is because I've been mostly on my computer and I refuse to download the Epic Store, so...
I would not pressure anybody to do that. But, you know... There's been lots of controversy around Epic, and I get that. And there's lots of controversy all the time about video games. There's been some more Crash Bandicoot controversy, because people are shitty.
Look, that's hardly controversy, it's just people being idiots. Yeah. Like
People are shitty and also horny.
Yeah.
So, Steph, do you want to do this story? I think you
just said it was Madden.
Tell us about hot stuff.
Yeah, so I guess people... are mad on the internet about a woman. I know it's hard to believe.
Wow.
I know that this sounds like a stretch to all the listeners, but I guess some of the concept art or like the art from the actual game.
It was like trailers, a gameplay trailer.
Yeah. Okay. Gameplay trailer.
Gameplay trailer and concept art. Yeah.
Of what Tana will look like in the new Crash Bandicoot game. It's about time. I just like saying it with that emphasis.
Hey, go off.
But, she looks, she looks hot. Like, she looks like in a modern way.
Yeah, like, I don't know what these people are upset about. Like, 90s Tana looked like the version of 90s hot.
Yeah,
and, like modern Tana is the modern version of hot. Like, what is your problem?
The problem is Crash hasn't evolved. Everything's evolving around him. Give this man some skinny jeans. Damn it. No, that's what. No,
I want Crash to wear a flannel shirt or I don't buy the game.
I mean, sometimes he wears a leather jacket. That's almost flannel aesthetic.
Ish, yeah, I guess.
But no, it's not. I'm sorry. I just got
only
desperate.
If it's pleather.
Pleather. But no, so yeah, they released the art of that, and it's apparently Tana from another universe, because there's universe stuff going on in Crash 4. And,
like Ratchet, weird.
I mean, hey, it is what it is, dog. But yeah, so she looks more like, Wastelandy, Mad Maxy, two-colored hair.
Colorful hair, yeah.
Like the
kind of undercut-ish.
Yeah, like with the blue and the yellow. And it's funny because you have to purposely be mad at women, because the first reactions I saw from it were just all like just horny posting, either like, oh my god, she looks so good, or oh cool, like were laughing at her interaction with Crash, and some people are like, the Rule 34 artists with a little shine in their eye, and then someone's like, why don't I'm drawing tomorrow? I'm like, okay, so the horny boys have arrived.
Tomorrow, talk like literally that minute.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, cool, like, internet seems to be pretty cool on it. And then, like, the next day where people are like, oh, this looks like some SJW art, I'm like, bro, like, just get horny like the rest of us. Like, it's fine. Like, it's 2020. We're all furries. There's nothing we can do. Like, just relax, dog. You don't have to be mad at a fake animal woman on the computer screen. But
that's where you're wrong, Dom.
Yeah, they had to. They crave that.
That's the
misogyny.
Only thing worth being mad about.
Misogyny, isn't that? No.
It's a dumb joke. I don't know. The game looks fine. It'll be good. It looks fun. Crash can grind on rails without having grinding shoes. He just slides on rails because I would say he stole it from Sonic, but I'm sure he stole it from Ratchet.
Well, I mean, Ratchet stole it from Sonic then.
Well, yeah, so that's true. But, like, you know, I just want to attribute the correct thievery, you know?
Sure.
I want to be a good person. But I think that's all we really had about it. Have you seen any of, like, her costumes from Crash Team Racing?
No.
Yeah, like, she actually, well, with Crash Team Racing, she actually got, like, a character, like, some stuff. Like, there was, like, these trophy girls, and they just kind of were there. They didn't really do anything, but now they're all playable. And, like, she has some pretty good skins, like, you know, like a racing suit, like, her old school one, some different things for, like, microtransaction bait. And it's like, oh, yeah, this character does look like a person. Or, like, a character, I mean. I don't know. Bring back Candy Kong is what I'm getting at. Hey, forgot about Candy Kong, huh? Anyway. Scott Pilgrim the Game is getting re-released, finally. Ubisoft pulled their head out of their asses and gave people something they've been asking for about 8 years now.
Yeah.
They famously...
You know, after... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they famously, like, delisted it for no reason from, like, the Xbox and PlayStation Store. Despite being...
Well, the reason was music licensing. But
it was licensing stuff?
It was music licensing.
But they own the music, though.
Well, so they sort of did. They basically, because of the way, like, it was a movie based on a, or sorry, it was a game based on a movie that was based on a comic book.
Right.
With additionally, the music was also composed by a different group who does not belong to Ubisoft. So it was just kind of like, I think... the reason they never re-released it and kind of just let it fall out was, like, so the same reason as, like, Alan Wake was removed for a while. And that was because, like, music licensing within Alan Wake expired.
Gotcha.
You know, like, the contract on it went away. And, like, something similar likely happened within the Scott Pilgrim game. I don't think details were ever, like, fully released.
Yeah, I watched a live stream with Anna Monoguchi, the chiptune band that did the music. And
yeah,
they made some covers for that song, for that game, but they never got put in because Ubisoft didn't want to pay for the covers, and, like, that's fine. But, like,
yeah,
they said, we don't own that music. Like, we can't re-release it. That doesn't belong to us, despite the fact that we made it. I'm like, so who does it belong to then?
Yeah.
Probably, like, a third
and
party,
like,
studio.
Yeah, because there's also, like, music licensing studios specifically that probably owned some sort of licensure agreement within the game, and, like, when that expired, they just pulled it down rather than try to renegotiate everything.
Yeah.
Probably because it wasn't selling a ton.
Right.
So... But, you know, I guess props to them for working that all out, but also, like, boo Ubisoft, because you once again fucked up talking about sexual misconduct and, like, issues within your own, like, development studios. So, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
They had that, they had their, like, their Ubi Forward event, which they had, like, a thing addressing all the shit that their company did, but they didn't attach it to the event. It was, like, something, like, a couple hours before in a separate Twitter video, which
yeah,
is basically,
it's
we
so
want to
that
apologize,
way...
but we don't want people to see it and realize how bad it was.
Yeah, basically we want to do the bare minimum in this apology, in that, like, we put an apology out there but make it hard for you to know that we did it. So, like, if you didn't know anything was going on, you will continue to never know anything was going on.
Exactly. It's trash. And that's cool. I look forward to playing it, though.
Yeah, it's a good game.
It's a good game.
I didn't mean to, like, to poo-poo upon it.
No, it's, no, please poo-poo on Ubisoft all day long.
They might be into that, though.
yeah, like that one football player. It was on Twitter. good game. That's the complete addition to it. It has the Knives Chow and Wallace Wells DLC. So it's a
nice
better version.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
It's a very good game. Like, worth playing.
Yeah, I put many hours into it on the Xbox 360. Oh, we forgot.
It came out.
Speaking of the Xbox.
Yeah. Something I want to throw in. You're right, speaking of the Xbox. But one thing I'll throw in, we forgot to talk about. Big Bang Theory is banned in China, the show. It's just funny to me. We don't have to talk about it. I just wanted to bring it up.
They banned the idea of the Big Bang Theory.
The idea of Bazinga.
Creationism only here.
Oh, no. But yeah.
Look, if only America would ban the Big Bang Theory, then it would be okay.
Oh, boy. Sheldon, no. Yeah, the Xbox prices have been... They've come out.
Yeah, and it's actually pretty crazy.
Yeah, what do we got here? The Xbox... What's it called? The Xbox Series S or something?
So, yes. The one that got out first was the Xbox Series S, which is the lower end of the two models that they're releasing. It doesn't have a disk drive. It'll only have, like, a... I think they said like 800 gig or 500 gig storage space, so not a super huge storage space. And like, it won't do 4K, it'll do 1440p, which is a really weird thing to limit yourself to, because 1440p is like computer monitors specifically. Like, they do not make 1440p TVs, so like, I don't know why you even announced that.
I guess just to let you know that it won't be 4K, which is fine, because I guess a lot of people don't have 4K TVs anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I bought one last year because I had 4K-capable consoles, but I never had a 4K TV. And, like, 4K TVs are becoming more and more affordable.
Yeah,
so, like, for sure. If you buy a TV right now, it's probably 4K-capable.
I'd imagine, yeah.
It's just, it was very odd the way they announced this. And it kind of all got announced kind of in a hasty manner because of leaks that had come out.
Yeah, that was funny.
The console itself looks like a little boombox.
It does.
But surprisingly, it's priced at $299.
Yeah, $299 which, like, for the S.
The S. And then it's $499 for the X, I believe.
Correct.
Or was it $399? Okay, $499.
I'm saying $499 on November 10th.
Yeah. So, like, cool. Like, they got the prices and stuff out there. And, you know, it... Argue all you want about the value proposition of buying a new console right now, $299 for a next-gen console is, like, impressively
like
cheap.
Steal. Yeah.
Yes. That's what price. Current Xbox Ones are selling for. Like, so if you're going to buy one of those, don't.
Yeah. And there's a level of backwards compatibility to them.
Yeah,
not sure how exactly, but some of the accessories are in games, so that's kind of good.
Yeah, so, like, specifically... Any Xbox One game will be playable on the Series S or Series X at some point. They might not be at launch, like, there might be some, like, you know, compatibility issues, but, like, the idea is they will all eventually be compatible. And anything that was currently compatible on the Xbox One that was, like, from the 360 or the original Xbox generation will be compatible on the Series S and Series X.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, like, that's a lot of stuff, like, available to you, and any of your purchases will move forward with your account, so, like, the only tough thing on that is if you currently own discs and you move to the discless system, you're kind of SOL, like, you can't really attach those to your account.
Yeah. But the Game Pass stuff is apparently, like, a great value proposition.
Oh, yeah. They also added to the Game Pass that you now have access to the EA... whatever they call EA Access or EA Origin Access or whatever, where you have access to EA's entire library now.
Hell
as well.
Yeah, now we can play as Kaepernick.
Yeah. Now you can play Mass Effect, I guess. Like,
call in Mass
and
Effect.
And Anthem.
No one gets to play Anthem, come on.
But yeah, so like that, the value proposition on Game Pass is incredible. And if you're someone like me who was already bought into it for, like, I think I have another year on my subscription that I've already paid for. So cool.
Yeah.
That said, I don't know if, like, I'll purchase an S or an X. Like, I don't know. I haven't looked too much into it. There's not any exclusives coming out right now.
Yeah, they need to get the games, like, under control before, like, any of them are worth it in general.
Yeah. That said, this really puts Sony kind of on the back foot now. Like, I don't think that either of Sony's models will be able to beat $299. Like, I don't think that's going to happen.
that might be tough.
So, like, that's a very, very low cost.
If I were to make the bet, the consoles always seem to swing back and forth between the big two. Like, you know, PS2 was kicking all the ass, and then Xbox 360 was a little better than PS3 for most people. Then PS4 kicked the shit out of the Xbox One. So it's about time to swing in the other direction.
I mean, I do think the thing that Sony has consistently done is have better exclusives. So,
oh yeah, that's true.
Like, whether the PS5 gets a larger market share, you know, I do think that Sony's first party studios will still release a bunch of bangers that'll be worth playing at some point.
That's true. So, yeah, I think ever since PlayStation kind of figured out their online stuff and it's cut, like, this has become a comparable experience to Xbox as far as being online quality wise, not content, because, you know, can't get called the N-word quite like you can on Xbox Live. ever since they sorted that out, it's kind of like, yeah, what does Xbox really got going, especially when a lot of their stuff comes to computers anyway?
Yeah.
So,
well, and I mean, so
you
haven't
experienced being called a slur on a game console unless you've experienced it on Xbox Live.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the claim.
And also, like, going forward, anything that Microsoft is releasing first party on the Xbox is going to be compatible on Windows 10 or whatever version of Windows is the current version of Windows.
Yeah, so, kind of, if you can afford a computer, there's not really a lot of reason to get an Xbox that I can tell.
Yeah. And also with, like, xCloud kind of becoming a thing, which I don't think we've ever discussed on the podcast, do you, like, have you, either of you heard of xCloud?
I don't think I've ever even heard of it.
Sounds like some 2000s, cyberpunk bullshit.
Yes, and it kind of really is. So xCloud is a service that Microsoft will be, I think the slated release is, like, next year. Don't quote me on that. Like, I don't know if they've really come out and said it. But it's pretty much Microsoft's answer to Google Stadia.
Okay.
Except a better service.
That'll be hard.
Yeah. But it the idea is that, so if you have a Microsoft account or, you know, an Xbox account or whatever, you would be able to stream any of the games you own to different types of devices, including, like, your phone. And it's compatible with any phone. It's compatible, you know, like, with a desktop computer. Like, if you don't want to install things on a laptop or whatever, you could just, like, stream them through a browser or through, like, an app, basically. And from all of their, like, stress tests they've been running and all of, like, the betas, the private betas that they've been running, like, it seems like it works pretty well.
Nice. Hope it does.
Whether you want to play Gears of War on your phone or not, like, it's cool that you could.
Yeah. Sometimes the technology is cool that it exists.
Well, and the thing that's kind of neat about it is when it was proposed and as it's been discussed currently, like, it's just included if you have Game Pass.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Like, it's not an additional cost. Like, you can just use it.
That'll get a lot more people using it.
Yes.
Just like
myself included.
Like, let me just give it a shot. If it sucks, it sucks. I didn't really lose out on it.
Yeah.
That's a good way.
But
to go.
It's also kind of a way to, like, let Microsoft break into, like, a mobile gaming market in a way too. You know, like,
that's true.
Any device you have that is mobile could be your mobile gaming platform at that point. I think their biggest struggle right now is with Apple not wanting any game streaming services on their store. So,
I mean, you know, Apple's kind of putting themselves in a way where there's very squarely not game stuff.
Feel like. But yeah, sorry, I did not mean to ramble about Microsoft news. I am not an Xbox fanboy by any means, but
a likely the news story.
The news this week has just been interesting to see, like, of the two consoles, if I'm going to buy one at launch, it'll probably be a PS5 just because I want to play some of the exclusives. Like,
yeah, that's where the RPGs are.
Yeah,
that's
a JRPG
Kingdom Hearts 4
guy.
Will be, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and you know how much I fucking love Kingdom Hearts.
Like, almost as much as you love Rick and Morty.
Yeah, and Funko Pops.
We gotta get you a Rick Sanchez Funko Pop.
I wouldn't burn it because that might start a fire, but I would
reveal its gender. Now the whole world knows
its gender is melted plastic. But yeah, you know, like there's certain stuff that they've announced so far on the like Sony has announced that I'm more interested in than Microsoft. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not a Halo stan, so like I don't really care.
yeah, I can't believe the taste in this.
That said, like I do, like I have Game Pass Ultimate, and I have like the I don't remember what the exact program they called it was, but they did it through Amazon last year. Where I think it was called Xbox All Access, where you basically pay for a Game Pass Ultimate subscription as well as like an extra like $10 if you wanted an S or $15 if you wanted an X, and they just sent you an Xbox and you had Game Pass the entire time.
Oh, damn.
And so I pay like $35 a month to have both Game Pass Ultimate and a console, and at the end I keep the console. So... And the idea was...
I see no downside.
Yeah. And so it's like, oh, so this is like $10 more expensive than the other thing, but I get a console, sure. And yeah, they...
I don't see a downside.
Yeah. And last year they had advertised it as, when I did it through Amazon, that when they announced the next console that I'd be able to upgrade through that. But I have no idea how that is going to work. So... I don't know.
We shall see what happens.
Yep. More to come.
Of course, I talked too much. I'm going to be quiet now.
we're about on par for where we normally are. I mean, there's been like rumors about new Switch models and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I really hope that they do a 4K capable Switch. That'd be neat.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Here's what I want out of a new Switch model: the battery not to die in 3 hours.
And maybe Joy-Cons that stand up to my very strong thumbs.
Joy-Con drift being gone. How about that?
Drifting. Yeah, that's a weird issue that they've had. I don't know why they've had that issue.
It's something that they've known about because it has to do with the contacts in the Joy-Cons themselves.
Right.
So it is kind of weird that they haven't fixed it because it's a known issue.
This is Nintendo, though. Remember, we're talking about Nintendo.
That is true. Though they... I don't know. The only other thing I really want them to fix in a Switch is mine gets hot. Like, I don't know if either of yours do this, but when I'm like sitting, like when I'm sitting playing, like, you know, say Breath of the Wild or anything that's like slightly more graphically intensive, like it gets hot to the touch.
Yep.
So
gets,
like,
gets a little toasty. It's like a little friend.
Just keeping you warm.
Yeah,
sitting on your lap, keeping you warm.
I'm plenty warm on my own. Like, I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, and with that, I think we've kind of hit a nice stopping point. Staying warm as friends with our Switches. Yippee.
Woo-hoo.
Listeners, thanks for hanging out. Steph, do you want to kick that social media biz?
Heck yeah.
Thank you.
My brain has not been entirely here this whole time, but
I can definitely
rattle this stuff off.
Yeah, we've interrupted you a few times, so apologies.
Yeah, I'm very sorry about that.
It's okay. I was like, I know we sometimes talk about like whether I'm getting enough airtime, and I was like, tonight I have at least one thing to say. So if you want to find us on the internet, you can find us on Twitter at CharacterRev, on Facebook at CharacterReveal, in your browser at CharacterReveal.simplecast.fm, on your podcast catcher of choice by searching for CharacterReveal, on Instagram at CharacterReveal. You can find that motorcycle long gone by the time you hear this.
Or maybe it's back.
Maybe it'll circle the entire globe. you can find me on Twitter at Captain Steph, on Tumblr at The Snow Queer, and on Instagram at Hello Steph. You can find Dom anywhere he wants to be found at Brother Dom. You can delete your Facebook if you're so inclined. And you can find Eric at Tindy Losey on Twitter.
Where I will tell you to delete your Facebook.
Because delete he Facebook. Was so inclined.
It's probably a good idea, honestly. It's only, you know, a right-wing hate mob at this point. Even Zuck can't stop it. But listeners, thank you so much for hanging out with us for another episode. If you popped in live on the stream, we really appreciate it. If you're hanging out, it's super cool. Catch us for all the places Steph said. And again, thank you. But until next time, see you later.
Bye.
Goodbye.